This is now book Epsilon, which starts on October 25th, 1982, and runs through April of 1983. And I think I'll begin this book by jumping a number of pages and describing what we were trying to make. It gets a little bit lost in the details of making different fragments. So, starting with Thursday, December 12th, page 87. Page 57. This is talking about the clone Cosos. That's a Cosmid OS, Cosmid number 17, and it gives a map of that Cosmid. This was the enormous Cosmid that I wanted to make to test the ability to recombine using a big piece of DNA. And the map is shown there, and it starts basically at the Epsilon gene, or part of the Epsilon gene, which is on a CLA fragment. And the CLA fragment is a large fragment going all the way through to about 20 kilobases further downstream, further along the chromosome. So the Epsilon gene, the G gamma gene, the A gamma gene, and the pseudo beta gene, all on this CLA fragment, which is shown quite clearly in this construct. So the CLA fragment is coming from the cosmid which we received from. A large piece of DNA, the CLA fragment, cosmid, was obtained from Frank Grossfeldt in Dick Favell's lab. Was the basis for this huge construct that we were making. So on page 57 is the map that helps let one understand the various fragments that were being made, which may be confusing in looking at individual pages. The cosmid, using the NAO gene as the selectable marker. So although in the original idea in Gamma, in the Gamma book, the idea was to use TK, selection is using the NAO gene, driven by an SV40 promoter. As can be seen there. So confusion is helped by looking at page 57. So going back to the beginning of the book now, we are looking for various fragments and hybridizations, and nothing particularly remarkable. Packaging being continued on page 7. The ligations are much improved. Package and try again. So we're learning what later became a very long-term set of experiments of taking DNA, packaging it into bacteriophages, and testing whether they phages contain the recombinant fragment with the red and the blue DNA in them, SUPF. Well, the other way around, the blue DNA is SUPF, and the red DNA being now the whole beta globin gene and not the delta beta of the construct. And on page 15, November 3rd, Wednesday, November 3rd, and page 14 is perhaps one of the prettiest pages in my notebooks, trying to sort out the orientation and sites by Sal and KPN digest of these two clones, the 17 and 12. It's quite a difficult set of diagrams to decipher, but if the reader is concerned, could try to reconcile this with the map that we talked of on page 57. But looking at these maps, it said that the required products are for 17 are 3, 6, and 38 kilobases long, and the ones for 12 are also 3, 6, and 12, 3, 6, and 38. By using Sal and KPN, one can distinguish the orientation. An intellectual puzzle for the reader to figure out which is which, because I can't anymore spend the effort to do it. But I've often used a picture of these two pages, 14 and 15, in book Epsilon, as an example of the lengths to which we had to go in order to get the big piece of DNA called COSOS 17 for the macro test, as it were. But eventually, as we'll see in the real world, we used a much smaller plasmid in the end. But the experiment nonetheless began with COSOS 17, and here we are continuing to make it. Typical comment on page 21, Tuesday, November 9th, repeat of KPN Sal with X-bar replacing Sal, and at the bottom, that was a mistake. X-bar cuts too many other places. What have I got wrong? Etc., etc. But horrendous anyway. Likely the map is wrong. And trying Sal again on Wednesday, and November 10th, with the conclusion that Sal 1 must be working. The problem is rather that none of the 3638 category are represented. Number 19 is probably 61130, meaning different set of cuts. I don't recognize the other, maybe too short. Screen another 96 minis again, and then here on page 25, Wednesday, November 10th, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 40 more colonies being, minis being looked at on photographs on page 29, wherever it was, where there are four or five gels all being imaged. And reviewing the data on Sunday, November 14th, they are pointing out what the desired products are, with the difference between a clone 12 in one orientation and clone 17 in a different orientation. Screening of minis with a beta probe to distinguish delta beta from delta beta plus a G gamma and A gamma from a G gamma and A gamma without the delta beta, in order to make sure I had that little piece of DNA that was important. So on page 35, a test grid is set up, and on Tuesday, November 16th, KPN and Sal digests on some of the selected minis, and with the conclusion that it looks like I got it, 7 months to make, with Clar 17 has the right fragments to include this huge piece of DNA. Looking again at 12 on page 39, plenty of colonies. Looking at the Clar, looking at Clar 12. Again on the Thursday, November 18th, again. Getting back to Friday, December 3rd, page 45, getting back to Clar 17, or what became what I began to call Cossos 17, in a square box with arrows. Testing number 124, Epsilon 25, Clar 17 candidate. And Natalie grew up the plasmid. And had an upper and a lower band preparing the DNA. With the conclusion that both upper and lower bands are equivalent, but the more E. coli in the upper than in the lower, so presumably continuing with the lower. So back to the plasmid by plasmid recombination experiments and the like, sent to Raju Kuchilapati Friday, December 3rd, page 47, a whole bunch of plasmids were sent to Raju. PSV2, delta left nail, delta right nail, delta left nail GPT, delta right nail GPT, etc. Delta beta 1-2, delta beta 1-7, and Cossos 17. We sent him Cossos 17. At 10 micrograms per mil. So, in other words, now the material that we'd made including the important material at this point, which is sample H, 2 milliliters, the whole of the sample, for the massive construct which we were hoping to use. So to be specific, cost of 17, epsilon 45, number 124, upper, etc. And this is the Clark R 17. With something in return, came from Raju. Including the two DNA samples that you wanted. One is PSV2 delta left nail, and the other is a modified version, PSV2 nail delta right, etc. But that's a different topic. The main thing is that we sent to him the material which was going to be used in testing for a recombination. So the scheme was that Raju would use the Casa 17 and transform bladder carcinoma cells, the same type of cells that had been used by Michel Goldfarb, and with the DNA transformation by calcium phosphate precipitation, select for the nail resistance G418 resistance to nail, and then isolate the DNA and send it back to me to look for the recombinant fragment with the phage assay. So we, this is the now in Raju's hands, and I don't remember what I was doing immediately thereafter, but we'll find out. Here is the construction of a TK plasma, a plasmid being continued, TK epsilon through pseudo beta plasmid. Using the CLA digest of TK PBR 322 from book V, page 69. Going back a long way. So a ligation for TK epsilon through pseudo beta, or TK CLA 33, Monday, December 6, page 51. And now we come again to that page 57, and further checks on COSOS 17. Preliminary map, etc. It's about as good for checking as anything. HEPA 1. And with the conclusion, the first probe suggests that this is really Casus 12, but etc. However, in the end, it was Casus 17. A change in topic here on Friday, December 10th, page 61, expression vectors for PPP, that's the proline-rich protein, parotid proline-rich proteins, which Nabuya had been working on, and Ed Azen together had worked on these. Two rat cDNA clones were available. and etc., and beginning to get expression vectors for them. So a different topic. But back to Casa 17 again on page 65, Sunday, December 12th. taking the rest of Epsilon 57, Casa 17, Hepadigest, and trying to get the right material. And so here we are on Sunday, December 12th, back working with Casa 17, and with this time, conclusion, it looks as if as predicted for Kossos, and so on. Clone 3 DNA has another sample of a clone 3 DNA. It gives a CLAR pattern without the extra CLAR band, etc. And so some little side tracking. More Casas checks Wednesday, December 15th, with the now familiar map of the Casas 17. And what fragments should be there, and they are, as expected, the fragments are correct. Casas being continued, page 79, Thursday, December 16th. I'm making a fragment for Nick translation. Minis for orientation on Saturday, December 17th, page 81. Nothing very remarkable. A whole bunch of minis. Continues page after page of similar types. Wednesday, December 22nd, page 89, more mini tests. P33 fragment from Epsilon 85 gel has the following, apparently in the same orientation, etc., etc. So these tests are going on two sets of tests going on at the same time, and further tests of Casas and the making of the expression vectors for the proline rich parotid are proline-rich proteins. So 8 and 33 are two candidates for the PPP material. And this is what's being considered on page 81, Saturday, December 17, looking at the orientation of plasmid 8, upper and lower, and plasmid 33. Plasmid 33. And plasmid 8 itself. Continuing on page 83, as I mentioned already, I believe, a mini test for orientation of these proline-rich protein fragments on page 85, probably 30 or 40 plasmids being looked at. On page 89, Wednesday, December 22nd, continuing to look for the orientation of the minis and their maps. So F33 is secure according to the gel on the plan on Thursday, December 23rd, page 95. And continue with F8L24. Further mini tests of F8 upper 9T1 mini. Better control of temperature on page 103, December 24th. Having made the remark on the preceding page that it was the wrong temperature had been used. So, reverting back to Kossos' work, Friday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, page 107, Nick translation for the Epsilon probe for Kossos, getting out a fragment and labeling and cutting out a fragment which becomes Epsilon IVS intervening sequence, Nick translated Epsilon 107. Quite a nice count. One point four times 10^5 counts per minute per microliter, and 1.5 mils of material. And uses it as a probe, and everything checks out okay. The 19 kilobase HEPA fragment hybridizes to beta, also hybridizes to epsilon sau, which shortens it slightly, etc. This is correct. Everything checks out okay. So happy with the Kossos. Continuing again on page 109, Sunday, December 26, test for Kossos 12. Versus Kossos 17. Still remaining problem is the orientation of one part of it. work of the same type in the next few pages. For example, again, page 115. Tuesday, December 28th, recheck of Class 12 and Class 17. Never seemed to give up. And on pages 117 and 116, good maps being drawn of the fragments and attached as add-ons with the maps of 12 and the map of 17 and the Neogene and Castle, etc. And with a circled comment, all is well. And again, a map of the map that is so familiar of the Kla region of the beta, of the whole of the Beta Globin sequences from Dick Flavell and Frank Grossfeld. Map that is reproduced many times in these notebooks. Now then, beginning of progress in a way, because simplified materials, starting with COSSA 17, deciding to make simpler constructs. That could be used instead of the whole sequence. These are delta beta 17 and delta beta 12, which are now taken from COSSA 17, but only part of the sequence is used, very much reduced size. See what was the thought of that time. But this is all in relation to page 117, Wednesday, December 29th. Final checks on COSSA 17. The conclusion is that Delta 93 maps of Kla 2 and 17 are correct. The link disagrees with the orientation of Debbie's Delta 45 map, and therefore that map of and therefore the map of COSSA 17 is as follows, and that's the insert where the all of it is well is commented on, but there isn't an immediate realization that Delta Beta 17 and Delta Beta 12 are going to be used in place of COSSAS. This is just a description of the parent, as it were, of COSSAS 17, which has a huge Kla 1 fragment in it. Underneath that is still a sequence that might be useful. Because it has the suppressor gene next to a fragment of the globin gene. But we shall see what happens. So delta beta plasmids contained still contained a cos site, so they could be packaged into bacteriophages, or could it be used in, later on for that sort of purpose? And we'll go on and see how this was exploited. More ampicillin ideas on Saturday, January 1st and Sunday, January 2nd. TEM beta-lactamase, but not pursued, I think, in further work. Although, as usual, a couple of experiments. And here is the beginning of what I commented on with regard to the Coltsfing Harbour plasmid. And that Coltsfing Harbour paper, a recombination tester plasmid, dangerous actually. And this is Wednesday, January 5th, page 123. Raju Kuchalapati suggested we make an SV40 RA vector and the whole of the beta globin to test recombination level, recombination at the plasmid level in cost cells. So the beginning of making a tester plasmid, which would have a large piece of DNA in it that we could test whether it would recombine in plasmid experiments. So I began to make this type of plasmid. Continuing on page 127, ligation and transformation, the following page, 129, and with on the left a little box saying a diamond altitude. And that was after January 11th, because it was February 27th. 1983, 14,000 mean sea level, the low point in a glider, and 30,600 mean sea level high point with a gain of 16,600 feet. It was a very exciting week in near Denver at waiting for the wave, as it's called, which develops over high mountains or when a high mountain or high plateau gives way to a lower one. So near Denver, one can find that sort of condition. And I went with a friend to a glider port near Denver, and waited for a week for getting the right strong winds, and was able to achieve the distinction of getting higher than 30,000 feet in a glider, of course with oxygen, but also cold. I froze my heels in the experiment. But it was a good experiment. Back to work again. Still there, I haven't yet gone, I guess. The diamond altitude is for February, but I'm still working on Thursday, January 27th. Candidates for proline-rich protein. Tests by Jim L. and Ed Azen. the tests of the beta X-bar fragment on page 135, Thursday, February 3rd, with a big circle, PSV beta, conclusion work to find this time a streak out number 6, a single colony for growth of this compact. Trying to get different plasmids for use in these experiments, and received from Jürgen Borosius, who had been part of a paper with Talmadge and Gilbert back in 1980, Borosius fragments, of which there were a number. So cDNA expression vectors, a map by Brosius, unpublished on page 138, with my calculation and measurement that it was 4.758 base pairs long. A check of minis of the GF gamma series. The 20 different minis there. Results show that all are okay at this stage. So cloning from the minis on page 143. They were rather degraded, but well worth pursuing. So F33 cloning is taken up again on Tuesday, March 29th, page 145. Competent cells being looked for, DH20. Without competent cells, one can't do transformations. A new lot of DH cells being tested Thursday, March 31st, page 149. Still looking at orientation tests on Sunday, April 3rd. Page 151, and ending the book on the following 2 pages or so with more orientation tests and more mini tests which are forward and which are in reverse orientation, ending book Epsilon on page 155, Tuesday, April 5th.